We're continuing the Shir and Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Hechsher Kelim, Halacha Dalid, Paragraph Memtes. V'zeh v'atiftach ha'oretz espiho. And this is why the Torah says that the earth opened up its mouth. Ki koirach cholak al Moshe. Koirach went against Moshe Rabbeinu. V'rotzo limnoya es kol Yisrael me'atorah v'amitzvahs. He wanted to prevent, to block the Jewish people, the entire Jewish people, from fulfilling the Torah and all the mitzvahs properly. V'im hoyom eskaim daitoi horoach ha'sesholem. If his plans would have come to fruition, he would have gotten Hashem to destroy the whole world. The whole world would have gone back to darkness. Because the main existence of the world is based on the Torah and the mitzvahs which Moshe Rabbeinu gave to us. That's what gives us the ability to bring the entire world from koyach to poyal, as we learned earlier. V'ikr b'chinas moitzi mikoyach la'poyal, hu'alidei b'chinas pasach, hamavur shom ba'toranam. And as we learned earlier, the main ability to be moitzi mikoyach la'poyal is through the opening, by opening up. We had learned that you have this yud, you have these yuds, these two yuds that start out as one yud. And because the letter yud, when you pronounce it, it's yud vav dalid. So a yud is actually like two yuds. It's the yud and the vav dalid, which is another yud. And in order to create, you have to break them apart. You have to open them up and separate those yuds, the yud of yud kei vav kei, and the last yud of aleph dalid nun yud. And you have those six letters in the middle, which are a vav. Six is a vav. A vav is a pasach. The Tikkun HaZohar says that the nekudos, the vowels that we have, are dots and dashes. Each dot is a yud, each line is a vav. In terms of gematria, numerical value. So in order to be moitzi mikoyach la'poel, you have to make an opening. You have to create an opening. Poiseach es yodecho. Poiseach es yudecho, like we learned earlier. Ki ikram shochas achias miyaruch delayla ruach lasata hualidei bechinas pasach. Because the main ability to draw this chias, this spiritual energy from the upper ruach to the lower ruach, is through this opening, this pesach, this pasach. Ki o ikr hu lasoisu lesakin bechinas pesach kedei sheyuchal lichnois lashom ulahamshich o'er mishom badroga b'mido. Because the main thing that a person has to do is they have to create an opening. They have to create an opening that they can go into and draw light from there in a measured, calculated way. Ki ho'er helyoin roitzel hashpia tomid. Because Hashem always wants to give. Hashem is shining His light at all times. He wants to give. It's just that it's impossible for us to receive that light because it's too bright for us. Alkein tzrichen la'asos kelim. Therefore, we have to prepare vessels, kelim, dehainu tzimtzumim, which are constrictions, kedei shiyumshach ha'or b'hadrogo b'midos, so that the light should come to us in a measured, calculated way, kedei shenuchal l'kabel, so that we should be able to handle it. Aval kishenase tzimtzum tzrichem la'asos b'chochmo niflo b'oifen shelo yisalim or legamri alidei riboy tzimtzumim. But when you're making this tzimtzum, when you're making this constriction, you got to be careful to do it very carefully so that you don't extinguish the light completely. It's like a guy that's lighting one of these oil lamps and he's turning up the wick, turning it up, let's turn it down, let's make it lower, a little lower, it went out. Rakshiya nasmaidat sinsumim bchinas botim vehecholois vekalim vitsinoirois sheyeho or nimshachal yodam badroga. But rather to see to it that through the tsimsum that we're doing, we're creating houses and castles and vessels and pipes that the light should be able to be drawn into in a very measured way. Dahainu sheyis tsamsem ho or al yodam, set the light will be constricted through them. Rakia nishar bechinas pesach, and there will remain an opening, shal yodo yenimshach or vachias badrog vamida, from which we can draw the light in a measured, healthy way. Vialkein ikur bechinas moitzimikoyach lapoel holiday bechinas pesach or Pasach, the main ability to draw from Koyach to Poel is dependent on the Pasach, that Poiseach es Yodecho, that Vav in middle of the two Yuds of the Aleph. Remember, when you draw an Aleph, the upper part is like a Yud, the lower part is like an upside down Yud, and in the middle you have that diagonal line that's a Pasach. Ki yefsher lahamshich hachius meruach delayla leruach delasato ki ma'idei b'chinas pasach or pesach kedei lekabel hachius ba'drogo b'mida. It's impossible to draw that light from above to below unless you have an opening, the right opening, in order to be able to draw that chius ba'drogo b'mida, where it's rotzi v'shoy. V'se b'chol darga v'darga, and this applies on each and every level. Because even when a Jew gets to a certain level, meaning that the Jew succeeded in creating the right opening to be able to draw light, spiritual light, from the Ruach Delayla, that's not enough. Fine, you created the opening on the level you're on the 23rd floor, and you got all the light that you could on the 23rd floor. Now what? It's time to go up to the 24th floor, and you got to create an opening over there to draw new light from the Ruach Delayla. Ki kishetzorech la'alois l'madrega gavoya yoyser, ulam shechius miruach delayla mi'madrega gavoya yoyser. Because when a Jew has to go up to a higher level, and he has to draw a spiritual energy from the Ruach Delayla from a higher level, hutzorech la'alois pesach sham, he's got to create a new opening over there. Which gives him the ability to accomplish what he needs to accomplish on that higher level. What he did last year doesn't count. Now he's a whole new beginning. He's not in third grade anymore. He's in fourth grade. Fourth grade, new books, new... what do you mean? What kind of ridiculous thing? We had books. What was wrong with last year's books? Last year's books was good enough to teach you what you needed to know last year. This year you need a whole new Pesach. V'chein b'chol pam, and this holds true every single time a person is going to shetzorich laos mi darga la darga ad leila leila. A person has to continue going up higher and higher throughout his whole life. Kize yodua shehodom tzorich lalois mi darga la darga. We know that a person in this world is required to constantly be going higher from level to level. Dahainu shiyakabel oyer v'chius meharuach deleilo mi bechina gavoya yoiser b'chol pam. Meaning that we are always trying to receive light and spiritual life from the Ruach Deleilo. But every day we're trying to receive it from a higher level of Ruach Deleilo. Not just every day, but every hour, every minute we're trying to advance, so that we're receiving our chius, our spiritual energy and sustenance from a higher place all the time. This is another way of looking at what we spoke about earlier, this concept of being moitzi mikoyach el apoyal. V'ikar tolui b'tikun ha'pasach kanal. And the main thing, and this depends most on this issue of the tikun of a pesach, making an opening. V'zeh Hashem evakshin pischuli sharei tzedek. And this is why David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Hashem, please open up the gates for me. Ki ikar liftoyach ha'pesach kaniskalel. Because the main thing is to open up that opening, as we mentioned earlier. V'haposuk meishivoi. And the Torah responds to David HaMelech and says, Zeh hashar l'Hashem tzadikim yavoi uvoi. This is the gateway to Hashem. Tzadikim will enter through it. Ki ikar tikun hashorim v'apsochim hu al yidei hatzadikim shekvar zochu l'madregois gevoyois betachlis hamaylam. Because the main tikun of these gateways and these entrances is through the tzaddikim, who have already achieved these incredible high levels. Sheheim mamshichim b'chinas pishnayim. They are the ones who draw down to us this double light. Sheze b'chinas moitzim mikoyach al apoyal. Shal yodom ikar tikun kol hapsochim v'ashorim kanal. It's through these tzaddikim that there is the tikun of all of these gateways and entranceways. They're the ones who help us create them. So in other words, Zeh Hashar Hashem, what is the gateway to Hashem? Tzadikim, that's the gateway. They're the ones who will help you make these gateways. And this is why Dovid HaMelech begs Hashem first, earlier, Lo Yomus Ki Echye. I'm not going to die because I'm going to live. Ki lefomim kisheyoyred haruach deleila ve'eino yochel ases pesach lekabel horim imenu hu muchrach lomus ulehistalik al yedeze. Rav Nosson Zal explains, at times when that ruach deleila is coming down, it's flowing, and it's bringing down a very high level from above, and the person has not created an opening, a pesach, a keli, a vessel to receive it, then the person is forced to pass away as a result of it. Ki mishom ikar hamisa vahistalkus v'kanal. Because it's from this ruach deleila that the neshama leaves a person, as we learned earlier in the beginning of this halacha, that when it comes time for a person to pass away, especially at tzadikim, the ruach deleila comes down from above, it connects with the ruach delesata, and because the ruach deleila can't stay down here, they both go up together, and that's how the person passes away. Alkein bikesh, therefore, Dovid HaMelech requests from Hashem, lo yamus ki echya v'asaper maseko. I'm not going to die. I'm going to live to be able to tell over. Shelo yered haruach deleila b'shvil histalkus umisa, meaning he was pleading with Hashem, I'm begging you that the ruach deleila should not come down to take my soul, to have me pass away. Rak yizke l'chayim, but rather that I should be zeche to live, meaning dehainu sheyizke lahamshich tois v'soer me ruach deleila, that I should always be zeche to receive an additional light, a new level of light from that ruach deleila. Sheze b'chinas moitzi mikoyach al apoyal kanal. Veze yevsher kiim al yidei shviras menioiz rabois kanal. And the only way that a Jew can be zeche to keep going higher and higher and to receive new light from this ruach deleila all the time, from higher levels, is that the person has to be willing to go through obstacles, to pass through all kinds of obstacles and difficulties. And this is why Dovid HaMelech says over there, Yasur Yisrani Ko Velamoves Loinesononi. Hashem puts me through all kinds of suffering, but I am not given over to death. Dahainu, Shashim Yizbora, Chozorani, Shehoyeli, Surim, Umanias, Vatsumois. Hashem has helped me that I've had incredible suffering and obstacles. Uberachmov Hoatsumim, Hoyobezri, Leshovrom, Alidea Cheshek Vakisufim. And thanks to Hashem's incredible kindness, I've been zeche to overcome those obstacles, to destroy the obstacles through my tremendous, intense yearning and desire. Vaideze v'lamoves loynesononi. And as a result of that, I am not given over to death. Ki zochisi lohoitzi mikoyach alapoyal alidei hisurim v'amnei ashiyesh b'shvil acheshek hanal. Because I was zeche to bring things forth from koyach to poyal, to bring the light down from le'ela to le'sato, from koyach to poyal each time, through the suffering and the obstacles that I was given, only to add to my cheshek. And this is what Dovid HaMelech says, Pischuli Sharei Tzedek, Shemavake Shegamato, Yiposchuli Hashorim Nikdusha. Dovid HaMelech saying, I'm asking you now again, Hashem, to please open up for me the gates of holiness, Sheyizke Oid Lahamshech Chiyus Chodosh Mi'aruach Deleila, Mi'madroiga Gavoya Yoyse B'chol Pam, that I should be zeche constantly, every day, to draw new spiritual life, new spiritual energy from the ruach deleila, from a higher level than yesterday. Each time, a higher level and a higher level. Shekol ze ikroi tolui al yidei tikun hapsochim v'ashorim kanal, whereby all of this is dependent on creating and preparing those openings, those entranceways, those gateways. V'ze b'chinas pischu she'orim v'yovoi goy tzadik, as the pasuk says. Open up the gates and let a righteous nation be zeche to go through them. Ki ho ikar hu tikun ha-pesach v'hashar b'chol darga. Because the main thing is preparing and creating that opening, that entranceway on each and every new level that the person is trying to get to. V'koirach she'chol ha-kal Moshe v'rotza limnoyas kol Yisrael miliskar v'lamoshe shu ha-tzadik v'emes. Koirach, who opposed Moshe Rabbeinu, and he wanted to obstruct the Jewish people from coming close to Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the true tzaddik, shal yodoi ikar tikun apsochim shel hakdusha, whereby it's through Moshe Rabbeinu that the Jews are zoicha to the tikun of these entranceways to the kedusha, shal yideze moitzien mikoyach al apoyel, through which we're able to bring down this light from the Ruach Delayla, al kein hoyo onshoi al yideze biatzmoi. Therefore, his punishment, Koyrach's punishment, was exactly this. Shegozar Moshe, that Moshe Rabbeinu decreed, im kamois kolodom, if Koyrach will pass away like any other person, then Hashem did not send me, then I'm not Hashem's true messenger. Vimbriya yivro Hashem, whereas if Hashem will make a whole new creation, ufotzeso ha'oretz espia, whereby the earth will open up its mouth and swallow them up, then you'll know that I'm the true loyal servant of Hashem. Through this, Moshe Rabbeinu is showing the Jewish people his incredible power. That as one of the great tzaddikim, he has the power to renew the creation every single day, to be moitzi mikoyach al apoyal. Just like when Hashem first created the world, that was an act of being moitzi mikoyach al apoyal. The tzaddikim are able to replicate that. They're also able to do creation. Shehi al yidei asiyas psochem v'shorem. And we say that the main creation, the main being moitzi mikoyach al apoyal, is creating that opening, that entranceway. And to be able to draw spiritual energy and life from the highest, highest levels down to the lowest, lowest places. Ad she'enase pesach begashmius, betachtius gashmius oretz hazois, to the point where there could be created a physical opening in the physical earth down below here, Shehu tachlis hagashmius, which is the essence of gashmius, shemishom kol hamanias shaboilam, which is the source of all the obstacles, ki ikar hamanias shel ha'odom nimshach machmashu malubash beguf megushem kozeh, be'eretz gashmi kozeh. Because as we learned earlier in this halacha, the main obstacles that human beings have from coming close to Hashem, from coming close to tzaddikim in this world, is based on the fact that our soul finds itself in a physical body, in a gashmiistika body, that comes from earth, from the Adama. And we're living in a physical world like this. V'zeh ikar nisoyin hodom. This is the main test of a person. This is the test of the soul to see how it's going to navigate in this physical world, how it's going to be able to do its thing, all the mitzvahs and all the spiritual things that it wants to do, despite its being loaded down by this body, this zhlubby body. Ukemavur leil bize, as we learned earlier about this, she'alkein ikar hamikva al ha'oretz daika in sham, when we were discussing the fact that a mikvah has to be on the ground, it has to be on the oretz. And Rav Nosson Zal explained over there, because that's the main tikkun. That's where the essence of gashmius is. Ve'ikur koyach hatzadiku sheyochoy lasis psochim b'madregas hel yoinois at sheyochoy lahamshir cho'or v'achius dainu zgal selkusis boruch gam bo'oilam hagashmi hazeh betachlis madregos hatachtoinois. The main greatness of the tzadikim is that they are able to create openings on the highest, highest levels, where the light is unbelievably high and deep, that tzaddik is able to create an opening there for the light to come down, 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 all the way into this physical world. Ad sheyiskayim, to the point where there is fulfilled the words Veyeda kol po'ul kiato fialtoi, that all the pe'ulois, all the physical creations of Hashem, will get to know and realize where they originate from, that they're drawing their spiritual energy from such a high place. Ukimavur kfar kamapamim, as we explained already several times in this halacha, and in other places, she'ikr gedulas hatzadik bechayov v'achar histalkusai, that the main greatness of a tzadik while he's physically living and after he passes away is she'kol ma she'oilo l'madrego gavoye yoser, that the more the tzadik achieves higher and higher levels, he gets closer and closer to Hashem, he keeps going higher and higher, yamshich v'yoyer ho'er, he should take that high-level light and have the ability to bring it down, down, further down, all the way down to the lowest levels in this physical world. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu showed Klal Yisrael at that time in this display of his great power. Because Koirach and his group had fallen so far spiritually to the point where they denied Hashem, they denied the Torah. As the Gemara says, Koirach min hoya. Koirach was an apikoiris. Ad she'omru she'kol apin shovin, to the point where Koirach came to the conclusion that everybody is the same, all people are equal. What are you any bigger than we are, Moshe Rabbeinu? All of us stood at Har Sinai. All of us received the Torah. K'moshe kosev ki kol hoeda kulam kedoshim. The entire community is all holy people. V'loy he'minu b'gdulas hatzadik. They didn't believe in the greatness of the tzadik. She'yochoy lahamshich chiyusoy v'zgalas elikusoy mimadrega govoya b'chol pam. They didn't believe in the power of the tzadik who has the ability to draw his life, his spiritual energy, and the revelation of Hashem's greatness from higher and higher levels every day. Ad sheyochoy lahagbia kol anoiflim v'amugushamim. And to the point where the tzaddik is able, by drawing this high-level light down into this world, he's able to use it to elevate and to lift up Jews who find themselves in a very low place. V'alkein here Moshe, Sheyeshloi koyach laharois lein koil, shehu yochoy lohoitzi mikoyach lapoil brio chadosha mamish. This is why Moshe Rabbeinu showed that he has the power to show the entire world that he has the ability to bring about a new creation, a new moitzi mikoyach lapoil. As the pasuk says there, V'chein niskayim miyad, and that was fulfilled immediately after Moshe Rabbeinu made his statement. K'moshe kosev, as it says, Vayhi kechaloisoy ladaber, as soon as Moshe Rabbeinu finished his speech, Vatiboka ha'oretz, the earth split apart, Vatifta ha'oretz espia, the earth opened up its mouth, Shenase pesach b'ha'oretz hagashmi mamish, Moshe Rabbeinu caused there to be generated, to be created, an opening, a Pesach, in the earth itself, the essence of earthliness, of Gashmius.
And
as a result of that, the Rishoim, the obstacles, those who opposed Moshe Rabbeinu, received their punishment immediately, on the spot.
V'chol Yisrael ro al yidei ze bi'atzmoi goydel koichoi shel Moshe, sheyesh loy koyach la'asoyis pesach meirum kol dargin atzoyf kol dargin.
And for Klal Yisrael, they witnessed the power of the tzaddik, that the tzaddik has the ability to go up to the highest places and reach light over there and bring that light down, all the way down to the lowest, lowest places here.
Sheze b'chinas moitzi mikoyach la'poyal.
This is one form, one example of the tzaddik's ability to be moitzi mikoyach el apoyal. Koyach is the very high spiritual level, and poyal means action, asiya, the physical world.